Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gordy to the stage.
Hello.
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 Well, welcome here to Los Angeles. Hopefully you've had an enjoyable time so far. Yep. And really the first thing that just stood out with your music is just that it's so big and so much reverb in there that I was just kind of curious, what inspired you to create that sound?
I guess the type of music that I listen to would probably, you know, influences that, but I think I've always had a real I've been drawn to kind of harmony, basically, and any means to make harmony I really run with, so it ends up kind of, you know, layer upon layer because I'm so focused on getting this, like, beautiful consonant kind of harmonic sound, and, you know, artists like Askir, like Bon Iver, you know, they really kind of drive that home, and that's why I love that sort of music.
Well, speaking of Bon Iver, it's kind of funny, you know, you've been compared a lot to him, and then, of course, you separate yourself out by covering his song. What kind of inspired you to do that?
Yeah, I just really loved it. The first time I heard that song, it kind of reminded me of, like a James Taylor song. Like, it's, you know, and I think in the midst of a lot of, you know, electronic production, it sort of really stood out to me as something that was just, like, a really pure song. Which is something that I really care about. So, yeah, that's kind of why I went for it, and the way I did it like I did was because I wanted to kind of strip everything away and make it just a song again. This next one's from my EP, Clever Disguise, which came out last year. It's called Wanting.
I've played this before. Resentment playing desire, but I can't understand why we love playing with fire. Pull me closer towards you. Say you don't feel enough, or at least just let me go, 'cause I've had enough. 'Cause once again I'm found wanting. Once again starts, and I don't know how to read you. Now I feel empty still, and I just need to let you go, but I don't think I will. 'Cause once again complete, and how can you ask and watch me burn? 'Cause once again I found wanting. Yeah, once again I found. seems. Cause once again I am found wanting. Once again I am found wanting you. Once again. But I can't understand why we love playing with fire.
When you talk about, you know, it's just a really straightforward, great song, that's kind of how you start out. It's not like you have layer upon layer upon layer. Mm-hmm. It's really you start out with you and an acoustic guitar and some lyrics. It's really not, it sounds like that's kind of where you start out from and then you go from there.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, what you'll hear tonight is all the layers stripped back. Which, you know, for me growing up listening to kind of Billy Joel and Carole King and James Taylor, that was, it's, you know, the song is king, and the layers, you know, accentuate it, detail it, make it, you know, more interesting. But I think the song, it should always be king.
And speaking of lyrically, you started writing songs when you were in school, and it turned out that a lot of them, you know, we hear a lot of different songs that turn out to be about, you know, love and relationships. But for you, it wasn't so much the kind of, you know, romantic love. A lot of it was kind of like friendships and the way that was evolving through your life. I mean, what are some of those themes that have kind of stood out to you that you found, oh, this is what I tend to typically write about?
Yeah, I guess when I first started writing lyrics when I was about, you know, 12, I had never experienced heartbreak, other than maybe like a pet dying. So I sort of hadn't, you know, I couldn't write about that because I tried and it was rubbish. And so I started writing about what I knew, which was platonic relationships. And I went to a boarding school, so, you know, friendships were really, really close. And they became like family. And I, you know, with the record that's coming out, a lot of those songs are about those kind of platonic relationships that, you know, I mean, everyone has those kind of long-standing friends from high school and early childhood, and I think the kind of drifting apart of those types of relationships is really tragic and kind of not often written about as much as romantic relationships, so that's kind of what I hold on to a bit more.
It's almost like it's a different pain, almost, like, because it's something that a lot of times you've even worked on longer than a romantic relationship, or all of a sudden, here's this person you've known for maybe even decades, even as, you know, you're in your 20s, you may have known someone from boarding school when you were, like, 5 years old, and all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden that's
over. Well, yeah, that's it, and I think you approach a friendship differently to, obviously you do, to the way you approach a romantic relationship, and I think that kind of can make that, yeah, that breaking really more tragic. Down to a bitter end.
Don't deny me. Don't deny me my bitter end. Give us vengeance, give us hindsight, give us something just to hold. 'Cause we don't care if what we're asking is something we've been told. We'll get those words stuck in your mouth to spit out something new. 'Cause we're all sick of talking about what everyone's been through. So take a step back and again we'll grind ourselves down to earth, bitter end. Don't deny me. Don't deny me my bitter end. There's nothing more to say. We'll just move on like the others who smell of yesterday. And so lead us off somewhere, not where we fought and died. 'Cause we'll be catching the wind before nobody is alive. So take a step back and again we'll grind ourselves down to earth, bitter end. Oh, take a step back and again we will grind ourselves down to earth, bitter end. Don't deny me. Don't deny me. Don't deny me my bitter end.
Beyond just kind of globe trotting around the world and going to all these different places, you've also been going to school. You've been going to medical school. So where are you finding the time to do some music here?
I haven't been going recently.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, don't tell them. I'm in my final year of my medical studies, which obviously isn't going that well, seeing as I'm here. But I'll be finished by the end of the year, and then I'll grab the piece of paper, put it in my pocket, and run in the opposite direction. Last song I'm going to play, it's called On My Side. Thank you very much.
Disappear. but then I'd leave myself behind. And I know that I can't, I won't, I tell you that I don't, but I need you on my side. And I'll stay, I'll go, I'll tell you I'll be no, but I need you on my side.
Thank you.